Wir können gerade da was sagen, Tragige da Fidal beginnen mit Basic und Tais Mata beginnen mit Gemara und Nenne Malchen Teuche Eish. That the angel spoke up from within the fire. Gersin and Nest the Gersa. But look at Sin, we're not the Gersa Malcha Mavis, that it was the angel of death. Mishami Maisa Kron, Mishami brings the Pasuk of Az Yirana at Sehayar, that then they sang the wood of the forest, the trees of the forest. Next, Tais Mata beginnen mit Gemara mit Mesmute Chasim Akala. In the whole celebration of the Chasim Akala, Mishami Gers Bisimchas Chasim, it says Tais Vahi, it's the same thing, same type of celebration that's there. Next test master begins the Gemara, but time will learn the Brisa Shloisha Tais Yesh, actually three presentations, which Perashi Rashi explains that it means the Artsi Mias Kamei Manta Artsi, as long as it was a presentation from to someone else that presented. Claim in other words, Kimish Chanan Yibin Chachinoi, Herzlof Nei Rebbe Kiba, he presented from Rebbe Kiba, the Artsi Nei Rebbe, he presented from Rebbe Shua, so Mechshib Kamei, the Artsi Kamei, it's as if they presented in front of him too, even though he only presented in front of someone else. Not the Benoan presented in front of him. Lafugit Rebbe Lazar ben Arach, excluding the case of Rebbe Lazar ben Arach, Sheherzlof Nei Rebbe Yechon Zake, that yeah, he presented in front of Rebbe Yechon Zake, but Shalahitzim of Nei Shnei Adam, but Rebbe Yechon Zake himself didn't present in front of anyone else, therefore that wouldn't count for a Harzah. But says that's really mashmali b'klal. But this doesn't sound correct to me at all, because the manali, where does Rashi get this? The chashiv they were considering kiven the arti kamei, since they presented in front of manda arti in front of someone else that presented manda arti kamei, as if they presented in front of him. What would that mean? Why, if he's presenting in front of someone else, would it be like someone else presented in front of him? But more, but the levashi does lefi tirutz lel. Then it comes out according to the interpretation of the Gemara at this point. It's not really how the Gemara previously answered. The arti kamei, the chashiv only counting those that presented and they presented in front of him. And Mahashi now, and E. Hadabe, if it's like, yeah, correct, that the Gemara is retracting that now, I remember that the Gemara should have said Ella, Kivin Atzim, should have said the word Ella. Sounds like it's not retracting. But Gam, also, Mashapesh Rashi B'Shem Rabbein Halevi, which is not in our text, but the Rashi says the name of Rabbein Halevi, the Mashmalei Lishna, that he prefers the wording, Sha'adam Acha Heslofne Chananya, that, yeah, that someone else did present in front of Chananya. Like you're talking, it's not possible, said Taisus. In the case of the case, Dal Dal Tarz Bind, that would be four presentations, not three. Where does he get this from? That someone else presented in front of Chananya, but in the first Mishnah Brisa is not explicit in any Brisa. Okay, near Lahari, rather, it appears to the Ri, Kamesh Pish, Beseva Yashla, like Bain Tam says in Seva Yashla. The Artsi, the Artsu Kamei, that who presented and they presented in front of him, Kachashiv, Eisen Shetzlichu Kokach, Lahartsi Bafne Ram Hachi. We're saying that those who were so successful in presenting specifically in front of their teachers like this, that is, Rabbi Shu b'fnei Rabbi Rabbi Yechon Zake, Rabbi Shu in front of his teacher Rabbi Yechon Zake, Rabbi Kiva b'fanav, Shari Rabbi Rabbi Kiva in front of Rabbi Shu, who is his teacher, and from Chanan b'fnei Rabbi Kiva, that was Rabbi that was his teacher. So the Chal Shiv Shleisha Hartzai Shalach Ben Tzav, we specifically mentioned these three presentations that was in this trilogy of student to Rebbe. The figure Blazim and Arach, Shalai Hitz b'fanav, that they didn't present in front of him, and the Vafalahitz, even if someone did, Lahitz Mikame Mandarti, he didn't present in front of someone else that presented to him. And since Tyson Mikarish and Likuli, the truth is that originally the Gemara had answered this idea. And Shalahib and Hamakshu called above, it's just a question, I didn't really understand all that he was saying. Because the Parkley asked, wait a second, Kimish Shalahitz Mikame the Chananya, since they didn't present in front of Chananya, Hoy Lalibnish Blazim and Arach Kame Chananya, the same thing that they presented in front of someone else. But Shalahib, the Gemara answers, no, the Arti Mikame Mandarti. It's only he presented from someone else that he himself presented. Like we're saying that it's specifically because it was his Rebbe who did in front of his Rebbe. They didn't present in front of him. And even if they did present in front of him, so we don't find that his teacher presented someone else to his teacher. It's not comparable to that order, and therefore that's why it wasn't counted. Says Taisu Miu. Now the truth is, however, because in the doctor Pirush Rashi, we really are precise in the words of Rashi. Yes, last week actually could answer Rashi too. So I can become this extra what Rashi is saying. The Artsi Mi Kamei Man the Artsi that he presented from someone else that presented Im Lo Hirtu Achem Lefanav. If others did not present in front of him, but who here to me and Kamei Man the Artsi? But he presented in front of someone else that did present. Meaning Meshumer Bikiva, who's nice because Bikiva we had to count him. The Artsi Artsi Kamei that he presented and someone presented in front of him. Why should we mention Rabbi Laza that Lehurtz Lefanav they didn't present in front of him and Lehurtz Mekamei Mandatzi and did not present in front of someone else to present again like the way the Riyad said. Next says Master Begin was the Gemara Nechnus Lepardus that these four went into the orchard. Kagoyin Odishem, for example, let's say through a name of God, Lehul Lamala Mamash, but they didn't literally go up above. Elohim near them commercial rather it appeared to them as if they were going up. That's how the Aruch explained. Next says Master Begin was the Gemara Lestrusi Kalbo. Could you neuter a dog? What's the question? Because the whole point is related to the halacha. That's where it says mekamez karbonas, And the truth is, Mishum Shaf Mechiras LeKarban. And by dog, not only is a dog forbidden, but even that which you exchange for dog is forbidden for carbon. She'ilu, she'al le'tvei machrin, they asked it more than the others to make it a bigger chiddush. And Mechiam Bershar, that's what Rashi explained. Next says, Matha Begin was the Gemara Besula She'ibra. If a virgin became pregnant, Malukai Gadol, what's our status regarding a Kayin Gadol? Now, Pesh Rashi, Rashi explains, she's saying that she is a virgin. And the E, Bach changes some explanations in Yisroel, and if what Shmuel had said, that he could tilt and not take away the Besulim, if that's not common, well, the Memna, then she's believed to say that she actually was pregnant from the bath, but that she's still a Besulim, and therefore should be permitted to the Kohen Gadol. Now, B'kasha L'ri. Now, this is difficult to read, because the Beperkam of the Ksubis, now we learned the Mishnah, that Isimu bears, if a single girl was pregnant, and they tell him, what's going on? What's this fetus over here? How are you pregnant? Who's the father? And she says, Mish plaini b'kayinu b'chulu. It's from a certain man, he's a kayin. And she says that she had relations to an upstanding person. So, let's say she's believed, but Rabbi Shua, he says, loy m'pi on the chayin b'chulu. No, we don't go based on her word. We don't trust her. We're concerned that maybe she had a relation with a nasr and a mamzer, and therefore we presume that that's how the fetus is until she brings a proof. Says Taisis, but Balachamashma here in Agamar, it sounds like the Kabbayah Libid Kulam. The question was asked according to everyone, even according to Bishua. According to Bishua, she's not believed to say that she had relations with Adam Kasha, and therefore we presumably that we wouldn't trust her also to treat her like a Basula. So how could the Gemara have such a question? Says Taisis, no, Bishem Akan, maybe over here. Sha'afi b'chala issa, that she's also part of the prohibition where she would be forbidden to the Kohen Gadol to marry as a ba'ulam. Now, that wasn't said just regarding the Kohen Gadol, but it's also said regarding the woman too, because the Pesuk says in the Pasuk, who he should be b'psala yikach, he should take a woman in her virginity, which kari b'yikiyach, that she should have herself taken. So she's also would be asr. So the man that she's believed that she wouldn't do something wrong with herself. But the Gemara over there in Ksubis, that's only regarding her fetus. Maybe they that Rabbi Shua hold that she's not believed. Now, Al Harinir, according to the Re, it appears to him that the Gemara's question is like this: the Tarchina Labadka Apichavis, to have them, do we require them to go through the effort to inspect her on the top of a barrel? The Isabirish Ksubis, the Gemara brings Ksubis of Yurim and Beis, that you could check a woman's virginity by putting in a barrel of wine to see if she's a Mesula or not. And based on that, the question of the Gemara is like this. That the Yiddish Shmuel is Shriach, and if this concept of Shmuel is not common, we're never to be concerned that someone had relations with her, but he was proficient in not to remove her Besulim, so it's logical that she did not have Bia. And therefore, we would go through the effort to check her on top of the barrel to see definitively if she's a Besulim permitted to the Kohen Gadol. But if the halach of Shmuel is common, so how does she become pregnant? We definitely presume it was from a man, but he was proficient in tilting, and then we're not going to go through the effort to check her on the barrel. And we presume it to be that she had relations and therefore she's forbidden to the Kohen Gadol. Uinami, or additionally, you could say the question was, after that she was checked on the barrel and it came out good. But the question of the Gemara is, are we concerned for Shmuel that she had relations with a person that was knew how to do it, and therefore even if she's found to be a Besula, maybe she should still be possible to Kohen Gadol, because we're concerned that maybe he did it in a way that they didn't remove the Besulim. Or maybe the concept of Shmuel is not common. And therefore, after we check her, and we find her a Besulim, she should be kosher with Kohen Gadol. But which Taisa says, but that what we didn't ask is, Ichashina Shemalei Niptika Yafa, if we're concerned that maybe the inspection wasn't good, if you say that the Shmuel is Shriach, that the concept of Shmuel is not common, no, most definitely that if Shmuel's concept is common, so then it should be possible for Kuna. But not because we say that it wasn't a good inspection. Rather, even if it was a good inspection and the Basulim is still there, it still should be possible to Kohen Gadol because of that she was Nivala. Which Tosafot means to say that if Shmuel's concept is not common, then most definitely we would say that she is kosher if she was checked. It wouldn't say that it wasn't a good checking if the concept of Shmuel is not common. And the Chemiskin Bridge to Nikes. So the Gemara needed of Samazam and Beis says the Chani Shmuel did Rav Gufrei that Shmuel is not common because he had the vitality to do that, but most people can't do that. Which Achkosh Lari, but the Ri finds difficulty with that because the Maskim Ksubis Gemara comes out in Ksubis Avam and Beis, Shmait in the Sugya of the Dam Nifkat Pakid, that the blood is deposited, that is the Reiv Bikin Batia, that since most men are proficient in tilting, so why are we saying that the concept of Shmuel is not common, only Shmuel has that ability? So Tosfos, there's a difference, because if Shmuel would say, Devadai, most definitely, you're at Tchilas Bia, at the beginning of the cohabitation, the Reiv Bikin B'Shaz Maisen, most are proficient in that part of the action. Avol Gamar, but the finish of the act of Bia Kedit HaShabbat, to make that the woman should become pregnant, Iyash Shekim L'Shmuel, that's not possible for every person, that rather it was only by Shmuel. And here we're talking about a girl that was pregnant. So therefore we say that since Shmuel, what he could do is not common, that a person should be able to be tilt and to cohabit without any blood. So therefore, she's going to be kosher, because we say that, yeah, most definitely, that she, we can presume she became pregnant from the bath.